Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me, short. Look at me, short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch. All alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Copples Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Nick, are we on? I got to do my best for Vershawn Jackson. He's on his way here. He'll be here in like 5-10 minutes.
Wow. Nick, turn my mic on.
Yeah, Nick.
Turn my mic on.
Turn the mic on. I can't hear myself, man.
Knock, knock, Nick. Knock, knock, Nick.
Who's there?
Knock, knock, Joe.
Yeah.
Who's there?
Vershawn.
Not there.
Vershawn ain't here. Hey, we are live at Wingstop 29th at Pine Lake. It is the captain. Vershawn is about 5 minutes out. I'm Jake Swords of filling in. We got Terrell Farley, the legend in the house, with us. What's going on, T-Farley?
Oh, man, I beat Vershawn here.
Is that a surprise at all, though?
Anybody
shocked?
Raise your hands
if you're shocked. Nobody? Yeah. That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah, dude. The text line's firing.
Yeah. Hey, I know if he's listening right now, he's speeding now.
he can't get bashed by us, but it's too late, Vershawn. You're getting bashed. You're going to get bashed for 5 more minutes until you show up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're not going to let him eat till like 2 o'clock then.
It's going to be till 2 o'clock till he gets here. Oh, he gets here right at the end of the show. So he owes us
50 push-ups for being late.
Okay. Oh, there he is. He's running.
Look at him. That's 50 more.
50 push-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at him. He's smiling.
Five.
He's running
four,
in here,
look
Nick.
At, hey,
look at him. The captain.
So the captain's running.
Hey,
in
this
here.
Is early for the captain right now. This is early.
Holy smokes, 11:07.
I know he listened.
This is pretty good for South Lincoln. Yeah, all right.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to check out and let the captain check in because Vershawn has arrived. He's on time. All right.
Intro.
Yes.
What's up, my friend?
What's up, buddy? You beat me here, real?
Yeah, I beat you here, man.
That ain't surprised, is it?
Nah, it wasn't too bad.
Nothing surprises us anymore,
man.
VJ.
Hey, calm down. And let me just tell you something, Nick.
Oh, here we go.
I got a bone to pick
here
with you early.
Here we go. Surprise!
Early, can you believe this? Did you read the Nachos guy, Nick?
Did I read the Nachos guy?
Yeah. Did you read the Nachos guy 8-4?
No.
You did?
No.
Oh.
Who's the Nachos guy?
Huh? What?
Do you know who the Nachos guy is? I don't know who that is.
You're such a liar. Just don't even go there with me, Nick, today.
Don't
even go there with me today. You hear me?
Yeah, me and Rick,
I'm telling
we
you
do
now,
not know what's going
I
on.
When I leave Wingstop, I'm on my way to the office.
Oh,
because I owe you a smack to the stomach.
That's okay. Sunburn's healed.
That's okay. I'm still getting you a smack to the stomach.
You know why the sunburn's healed? Because the good listener, Ted, brought in some Banana Boat sunburn aloe gel for me the other
day. Appreciate it, Ted.
He needed it. I did need
it
bad.
You need to get with Ted before you go somewhere.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, how do you fall in before you even start?
Dude, I don't know how
did
how
your
to explain
tip
it.
Over?
Nah. Rico's got something to say here.
He's an athlete.
Thank you, Rico. VJ, good to see you today.
Hey, man, it's good to be seen today, man. I'm telling you, man. You know I got a lot on the plate.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You can soundbite that. I got a lot on the plate. But you know what? With good friends like Terrell Farley,
yeah,
that'll back up you. You know what I mean? That'll hook you up and hang out for you. You know, sometimes it works out, man.
You're not eating lunch till 2 p.m. today.
That's okay.
All right.
You owe those 50
push-ups. I don't know,
push-ups.
Jake. I owe 50 push-ups.
Yeah.
I will give up. Thanks, Jake. I will give up my 50.
Some great Fanta.
Jake's delivering nice little drinks, cold drinks, man, to get us crunk. Hey, let me ask you a question, Terrell Farley.
Yes, sir.
You too, Nick.
All right.
Do you guys know who Marlon Briscoe is?
Yeah, he's
not.
Okay.
Nick, who is he?
Wasn't he the first African-American quarterback?
To do what?
Oh, play in the it wouldn't have been the NFL, so it would have been the AFL.
Terrell?
Yeah, first black quarterback in the AFL.
Where's he from?
Omaha.
What high school?
He's with Johnny Rogers, so they – is that North?
No, sir. Johnny didn't go to North, sir.
I told you.
Was it Central?
No, sir. Okay. No, sir. So, hey, $25 gift card. First person tell me what school Marlon Briscoe went to on the text line. Get a $25 gift card. Get down here to Wingstop now. We're at Pine Lake Road, 29th, right in the corner, having a good time. What high school did Marlon Briscoe go to?
Vershawn, if I give the initials of the school, will that give it away?
Yeah, don't be giving nothing, Rico.
I think I know which one it is.
Mute yourself, Rico.
Yeah, mute yourself, Rico. Today.
Mute yourself, because I know it's you, Rico. No, it's not. It's not. Sean P. says Omaha Tech. Gene and Lincoln, Omaha Tech. Negative.
Wow.
Negative. Andrew, negative is not Central. Come on, man. Y'all, what's wrong with y'all? It's the captain's country. What's wrong with y'all?
Oh,
it's the captain's country. What is wrong?
It wouldn't be South, would it?
Not knowing what school Marlon Briscoe went to. And Nick, this is you already blew it. You blew it already, buddy. Uh oh.
You said captain's country. That gave it away.
Yeah,
Jim is on the line.
I tried to give you a hint, but who got that first?
Hold on,
said Omaha South.
We got a phone call.
Scott?
Is it trying to guess the answer?
Yeah, Jim.
Oh, we already got it. Okay.
No, Scott's got it.
Hang up on Jim.
Put him on. No, don't hang up on Jim. Put Jim through anyway.
Okay, he was going to guess the high school.
That's all right. Tell him what we want to hear what Jim's got to say.
All right, Jim,
where you at?
What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Marlon Briscoe went to Tech High School, then Omaha University.
Oh, UNO. See? What? You sure he didn't go to Omaha South?
I'm pretty sure it was Tech with Johnny Rogers.
You are you willing to make a wager on that?
I'll bet you a $25 wing card.
Ooh! Yeah, because you know what? If you got it, you get it, right?
That's right. So I'm sure it was because a lot of those athletes from that area. Of course, Tech is closed now.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if you lose, then what do I get? You going to bring me $25 down here?
Wow.
I'm just trying to figure this out before we –
I don't know.
Come on, man. You sound pretty legit. You sound pretty confident. Or can you give me 50 push-ups? How about that? You come down and do 50 push-ups if you lose.
50 push-ups.
That's the deal?
Yep.
Perfect.
And what school he said he went to?
What school you say he went to?
Tech.
Hey, don't ever disrespect the captain like that again. You hear me? Don't you ever in your life. You get your butt down here right now to 29th and Pine Lake Road, Wingstop, and come hit. Give me 50 push-ups. You don't ever disrespect the captain. Omaha South, listen, he went to my alma mater. When we had a place, Terrell. I love it. Catfished him, boy, right in there. Big fish on.
Hold on,
so wait a minute. So wait, Marlon Briscoe, when they opened up Collins Field, okay, we used to have the dungeon. We never played a game in it. They still don't play games, but they did Collins Field for the great Coach Collins. Marlon Briscoe, I was the running back. We had Chris Bober was there. Trev Alberts was in the building. Oh, it was great. Marlon Briscoe ran me like a 48 pitch, man. Pitched it out to me. It was awesome. Now, man, Marlon Briscoe went to South, brother. 1963, man. Class of 1963. You there? You hang up?
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
Oh, he's on his way over here. He better be, right, Nick?
Yeah, better be.
Nick, I can't believe they trying me like that, man.
Well, you kind of gave it away when you said captain's country.
I will, but then why do you think he bet that Tech? Why you thought he still well, thought he was
he,
right with
he
Tech?
Probably did not hear you say captain's country.
Oh, you're going to do good job. So let me ask you this, Nick. Who did Marlon Briscoe, okay, you ready for this?
Yep.
Win Super Bowls with?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Dang. Text line, we'll give you guys another chance to win a $25 gift card.
So I know he played for Denver, but I don't know if he won Super Bowls with Denver. Rico knows.
What, Rico? No, well, okay, Rico's on off punishment. Go ahead, Rico.
Can I say it, or did you want to have another gift card off for that question?
Yeah, I think somebody already got it. Sean P., get down here now. Sean
there
P. got it right.
See, here we go.
Come on, man. 1973-74.
He led Miami. The undefeated Miami Dolphins team in receptions.
As a quarterback.
Jake
hey,
in
I
the
was waiting for Jake. Hey, Jake, did you know he went to Omaha South?
Of course he did.
See, that's why Jake is number one at the ticket.
Oh, okay.
Because he does everything.
So just imagine Jake facing September when the Dolphins start by 0-4.
Start getting slaughtered.
Well, watch that frowning by December.
No, but, man, Marlon Briscoe was a friend of mine, man. He was a great man. He's a great dude. He always encouraged me to be better. Even after my career, he encouraged me to be better. And just to get a chance to talk to a legend, to be around him, I kicked myself. Because I didn't ask all the questions that I would have liked to have asked him, you know, coming from Omaha South, being the first African American, the black person to play quarterback in the pros, and then ultimately winning Super Bowls, winning Super Bowls with Miami. So I to have a chance to meet him to go to the same high school is just a great honor and. I just want to make like a little quick 10-second moment of silence for a great man and a pioneer from Omaha, Nebraska, Marlon Briscoe. Now that we've got that out the way, let's get back to it. Gene and Lincoln says the Browns, negative. 3586 Miami, you're right. Seattle Joe, wide receiver, Miami. Both Dolphins. John, Andrew. Oh, yeah, you Bubba. Y'all got it right. Bubba, when you going to change that 6-6, Bubba? I wasn't even supposed to say nothing. But Bubba, need to change the 6-6 to 7-5 and drink a little bit of this Kool-Aid. Uh-oh. Nyla says, hey, can I get something for it being my birthday? What you got for it, Terrell?
Happy birthday.
You ready? You ready? You ready?
Yeah. Happy birthday to you, Nyla. Happy birthday to you, Nyla. Happy birthday, dear Nyla. Oh, my God. We messed that up.
No, Nick messed it up.
Yeah.
Come on, Nick. All right,
I'm done.
Nick.
I'm done.
You're off, Nick. When we're in the studio, it's something about in
That's
the
true.
Studio, you – Yeah, you got the you get that soul.
I captivate listeners. Yeah.
That's but Nyla, right. Nyla, what is today? 6/29. Happy birthday. It's a beautiful day. It's supposed to be 92 degrees. Hope you can go out there and get your little sun, Nyla. If you need anything else, Nyla, I tell you what. Being that it's your birthday, Nyla, you come down here and tell VJ on air and the listeners on the Captain Country what's the best show on the ticket. And I'm going to give you a $25 gift card for your birthday, Nyla, now. 29th and Pine Lake Road. Come on down.
I think that's what she really wanted for her birthday.
Yeah.
I think she wanted that song.
Yeah.
Nick messed it up again.
Come on, Nick.
What's new?
God. Eric says don't keep you. Listen, Eric, because he says don't quit your day job, fellas. You're right. All we was doing is singing happy birthday. You can't get happy birthday wrong. Guess what? Nick got it wrong.
Guess
Nick,
what?
We should just get. Huh?
Maybe Vershawn, if you came in studio once in a while, we would be able to sing it.
Oh,
now you want to hit people with garbage cans?
Oh yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Just speaking the truth. Speaking what everybody on the text line is saying.
I'm on location.
That's true. Today there's no excuse. Today there's no, it's not.
I'm on location.
You're right. I want to be on location.
Well, I know I'm quite sure you want to come get you some chicken wings from the Wings Expert.
Of course.
I'm quite sure you do. I'm quite sure.
I want to see T. Farley.
No, well, it's gonna be a one-on-one. You know what I'm saying? you come down here, T. Farley said he going to open up a can on you.
Okay.
I'm just trying to give you a hint. Anyway, 5640 says, this is the weirdest show ever. It went from a moment of silence to singing happy birthday. That's what we do on the Jackson Show.
The captain.
No, I said the Jackson Show. The Captain Show, we talk sports. But the Jackson Show is a part of the Captain Show. We talk everything else.
Family, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, why not sing happy birthday to Nyla? Nyla, you better come get – let me see. Eric says you should expect – that Nick is, you know what, Nick? I ain't going to read that.
I'll read that one. Eric says you should expect that Nick is going to screw things up.
Nick, you know what? Nick likes to be, he likes to get, you know, prodded. And
he can
say whatever he wants to say.
I'm just embracing the adversity.
Just because he's about 15 miles away, that's why I do it.
Hey, listen. I don't know who Nyla is, but they say I forgive little Nick.
Man, I've grown so much since when I started here.
No, you've grown so much in the last 6 months, buddy.
Nah.
Started last 6 months. Okay, wait a minute. Here we go.
Gee whiz. Gee whiz. People need to chill.
What?
Old Thickness needs to skip one of those free meals. Chill.
Hey,
you don't know about
4-2
this.
4202 says, less talky, more push uppy, late guy. I'm going to give you your push uppies, okay? I'm going to give it to you. I can't do it until after the break, okay? The break. Joe says, Joe 0-3. Let me just say this. Then 9-0. I kind of like where Joe's going. 9-3. He's 9-3. Wait, regardless of how you cut the cheese.
Man, I think if somebody starts off 0-3 here, they won't be here. 0-3.
Yeah, because that means you lose to Northwestern.
Yeah.
That means you lose to
Georgia Southern.
Georgia's. Oh yeah. Come on, Joe.
Yeah.
I think he said this is Joe. Joe says, I think you three should be on the next episode of Glee. You ever seen Glee? What is Glee, Jay?
It's a singing show. Yeah, it's like.
Oh, gosh. No, hey, listen.
It's like Grease.
I've never acted as if I was a great singer. I'm not. But I can sing Happy Birthday. Nick tricked. We mean you had it going.
Yeah, Nick tricked that
Nick
off.
Nick tricked that off, yeah. Man. Thanks a lot, Nick.
You're welcome.
Nick. Thanks, little Nick.
Don't worry about
okay,
it.
Okay, so Chase B says. Nice to have you back, VJ. Nice to be back, Chase B. And by the way, Chase B, 10-2. What's your record?
9-3.
Okay, well, see? You drinking a little bit of the Kool-Aid?
Well.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
All right, I mean.
Could be 8-4. You never know, so, you know.
Well, are you locked at 9-3 or are you backing up to 8-4?
I'm more locked at a 9-3.
Okay, because if you backing up like
9-3, 10-2.
You know, seeing you back to Columbus.
I'm leaning this way. I'm more highly on a 10-2 level, but we'll have to see.
Okay. Jason says, "What's up, DP? Go Salt Dogs." I think just need to skip one of those three emails. 3308 says, "Old Thickness needs to skip one of those free meals." Ooh. Which one, me or Nick?
Not, oh, it's me. It's me. So VJ, you weren't here yesterday. You need to hear it. So the text line has made a new nickname for me, Thickless.
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 Also Nicholas, but with a Thickless.
Yeah, exactly. So
is that going to be your new radio name?
No, it will not. I'm trying to stop it before it even starts, but I guess it's continued.
Hey, so I got to do this in my VJ voice. Y'all ready for this? I got to do this in my VJ voice because John says this. Ready? Is this thing on? In my opinion, hard work beats talent when talent don't work hard. The Captain Show is the best show on the ticket, John. Boom! We like that.
There you go.
Here come Nyla right back. Ha ha. Most of the others know me. used to come in the studio all the time. Who is that, Nick? Who's Nyla?
I know Nyla from when I was an intern with DP and Steven's show. She used to bring lunch during the 11 to 2 show, and now she doesn't come in anymore.
Dang. Well, listen, I'm bringing Nyla out of retirement.
All right.
You didn't know that, did you? Nyla, come on down. I got your Wingstop gift card down here right now. We're going to need you to come down and pick that up now so we can reinstate you into the ticket lineup as a regular food bringer. How you like that, Terrell?
Sounds great to me.
Okay, good.
I'm sitting here reading your texts. Or something. Just
Eric says, Lil Nick, BJ, I thought it was, Thickalus.
Right there.
That's what we were talking about, Thickalus.
Coming to the stage, it's Thickalus Nicholas. Make it rain, Nick.
Live, y'all. We down at Wingstop. Get down here now. We got three locations. You can go to the 50th and O. If you want to go to 28th and Superior, or you can come over here with me and Terrell, 29th and Pine Lake Road. It's the Captain on the ticket, 93.7.